Zog de Gemara daf Samach Gimel Amid Beis on the top. We'll start again from Samach Gimel Amid Aleph, two lines from the bottom. Zog de Gemara, Omar Rav Kahana, Omar Rav Shimon Lokish, Va'amilo Omar Rav Asi, Omar Rav Shimon Lokish, Va'amilo Omar Rav Abba Omar Rav Shimon Lokish, Kolam Egal Kelev Ra B'Tech Beis, whoever raises a bad dog, Kelev Ra, someone that goes the word Ra, just Kelev B'Tech Beisoy, Menea Chesed B'Tech Beisoy, he prevents chesed from taking place in his house, because a pauper is scared to come to his house. He hears a dog barking. That's why it doesn't have to be inherently a kelev ra. Any kelev, even if he's tied up and he's leashed, the fact that he's barking away, the person on the other side of the door doesn't know that he's leashed, doesn't know that he's not a kelev ra. Any kelev chases away paupers, aniyim. So he's meneach chesed, he prevents chesed, b'tech beisoy. Shenemar, like it says in the pasuk, in Iyov, lamas, Lamas Mereu Chesed. Lamas is referring to a dog, Mereu Chesed. Shekem Beloshin Yivon is currently Kelev Lamas. Meaning, if you're Megal, a dog, then you're Menea Mereu Chesed. You're Menea from your friend, Mereu Chesed. Rav Nachman B'Yitzchak Omar, Afperik Memeni Yerushamayim. You're also removing Yerushamayim. Shenemar, Viras Shaka Yazov. And the Mashar explains, because where do you usually keep a dog? By the door, by the front door. Well, Yerushamayim is the Eibush is protecting you. Yerushamayim is you have a mezuzah at your front door. The kelev is menei Yerushamayim. It's stopping Yerushamayim. Zog the Moshe Nehemiah, it says in the posuk, the continuation of that posuk, v'yira shaka yazoiv. And Yerushamayim is your oizev, you leave, because of the megal kelev b'tech beisai. Zog the Moshe, a fascinating story, how Yitzhak, there was a lady, the Ailelahu beisel meifo. She went into a home in order to bake in the oven of the neighbor, and she had permission to come into the home. Novach bo kalbo, a dog of the owner of the home, started barking. And because of the barking, she got scared. Is akiv lodo. Her vlad, she was pregnant, got moved. So it got moved, meaning it was she lost her vlad because of that. Omale mori de vesa. So the owner of the home told her to put her at ease. Lo titchli, don't be scared. Deshkila nive, I removed the teeth of this dog, so he can't bite you. Veshkilin tufrei, and I removed his nails, so he can't scratch you. Omale, so the woman said, Shkoyle tivusach veshati achizra. Take your favors and throw it to the thorns. This is not, you're not consoling me, because you're not doing anything good to me. You fakert. Kvanod vlad. The vlad is already lost. It's already stillborn because of the scare that I got, that you caused, because of the barking of the dog. So here we see similarly the same yisoid, because the Mashal explains this way, because here we're talking about a dog that wasn't a kelevra. It was shokel nive. The teeth were removed. The nails were removed. Just she was mapil vlad because the dog barked. So it's taka kolam megal kelebetech beisoy. Even without the ra, there's taka those that goes like that, and that's what the Mashal explains, because just like menei chesemitech beisoy, paupers don't come to the door because of barking. So we're also, the woman lost her vlad because of the bark of the dog. It's irrelevant that he's shokel nive. She doesn't know that his teeth were removed. That itself causes the hapalas of vlad. Now, if let's say the dog is tied with a chain, so if it's tied with the chain on the other side of the door, so the paupers won't come in, they don't know that he's tied with a leash. But if someone's in the home, so then maybe there won't be a scare because you see it's tied. So that'll be nafkamina. It's tied on a leash, so you're not gonna be nervous that it's gonna do something, it's gonna harm you. Now, lemaisa, that's taka, because there's two sugis be'etzim. There's a sugim bavakama, the Gemara bavakama tizvov says that loisosim dom ve'secho. Yinalim megal a kelev rabbetach be'esoy. That's taka loisosim dom ve'secho. Over here, it's an additional din. Meaning, even if it's not a kelev ra, you're menea chesed, not because of kolam egal loisosim dom beisecha kolam egal kelev ra, that you're being sam domim. Hits, even if it's not domim, it ended up being she lost her vlad. But the menea chesed is not as domim. It's even if it's not a kelev ra, or she thought it was a kelev ra, and that ended up causing her to lose her vlad. The mashal does say that a small dog that doesn't bark, and you know that it can't be mazik, so then it will not be an issa to megal the mashal and yamshe shloim and bavakama. Daf Peyamud Beis. Zog du Gemara, Omar Rav Huna Maidich Siv. What's the mashmoyus in the pasuk which states in Keheles? Smach bochu b'yaldusecho, v'yitivcho libcho b'mei b'chorisecho. Be happy and joy and merry, when you're young, and gratify your heart when you're young. Follow your heart's desires and your eyes. But you should know, there's a din for everything. Meaning, the beginning of the pasuk seems to imply, but you should know that the pasuk at the end is telling you that is a din v'zadayin. Everything doesn't be a din v'cheshben. So many have to split the pasuk. Atkan divi yetzara. The first part of the pasuk is yetzara talking. Is mefati you to do the averus. Mikan ve'elach. The second part of the pasuk v'da is divi yetzara toiv to warn you that it's not worth it. Reish Lakish omar atkan ledivi teira. The first part of the pasuk is talking about legabi divi teira. Mikan ve'elach lemaisim toivim. Meaning, ma'isim toivim, the kiyum mitzvahs. Meaning, learn Talmud Torah b'simcha and v'tuv levov, and understanding k'vi rois necha, the way you understand, and you should realize that whatever you learned is at the end you're going to give a din v'cheshbon if you weren't mekayim what you learned. V'da, meaning that al kol eli v'yachal l'kim b'mishpat, you learned, but if you have to mekayim what you learned, it has to be amanas lases also. Zok d'gemar v'piris tahira. Biris is a kli that is tohar, it's amekabel tuma. It's a kli that's mishamish a kli, it holds up the stockings. So you're allowed to go with it on Shabbos and it's tohar. There's no chashash you're going to remove it because you're not going to want the stockings to not be held up. And the Mishnah says the kvolim, which the Gemara is going to describe, it's something that holds up both sides of the birisin. Those are tome, those are already mishamish a odom, and you can be yoytz b'Shabbos, those you might remove. Zok the Gemara, Om Ravi the Biris u atzoda. Biris is an atzoda, meaning a bracelet that a woman puts around her wrist. For Gemara, Mas Rav Yosef, Biris Torah Rav Yosef b'Shabbos. The Biris is Tahar, it's not a Kabbal Tuma, and you yoytz b'Shabbos. Vilu atzoda t'mei, an atzoda we know is a Kabbal Tuma. So how could you tell me that a Biris is an atzoda? Atzoda we know for sure is Tomei. I mean, Mechemes Midyan, it's one of the things mentioned in the Pasuk. Atzoda, v'tzomid. So it's Mekabel Tumah. Zog demal, halchi komah, pshat as follows. Biris tachas atzoda emedes. The biris is similar to where you have the bracelet around the wrist. You have the biris on the foot of the lady, in the ankle, or higher up, where it holds up the sack, the stockings, by Batishukayim. So emela, that is why it's tachas atzoda. Not it's the atzoda itself. It's tachas atzoda. It's under the atzoda, meaning similar to the wrist, but you have the bracelet, you have it around the batishukayim. Meaning just like the atzoda keeps the sleeves down, this keeps the socks in its place also. Now the reason why this over here is not mekabel tuma, it's tahira, is because it's not mishamish the odom, it's mishamish the socks. So mele, it's taka not a kli that's mishamish the odom, but rather a kli that's mishamish kelim, and that's why it's taka tahira. So Rashi says it's only holding up the socks. V'lav l'noyu, it's not for a noy, and it's not a kli tashmish either. It's a kli that's mishamish kli. Dumi the tabois akelim, just like we had earlier, tabois akelim are tabois that are mishamish kelim. So those are considered tahirin. Now, the reason why you yoytzim em Shabbos is because you're not going to remove it. You don't want the stockings to fall off and to be revealed. So mele, there's no chashash in ladu. It's tahira v'yoytzim em Shabbos. Zog the Gemara, Yosef Rabin v'ravune kamed Rav Yirmi v'yosef Rav Yirmi v'komen amnim. Rav Yirmi was dozing off. V'yosef Rabin v'komen, Rabin said, biris ba'achas. Biris is on one shoik. Kvolim b'shtayim. The kvolim, which we said are tmeim, are and ein yoytzimem are b'shtayim. Om Ravuna elu ve'elu b'shtayim. Both are b'shtayim. The biris is also on two of the legs, holding up the stockings. By the b'tushukayim. Just the difference is umatilin shashelis b'neim. You place a chain between the two birisin v'nasu kavolim, and that's how you create the kavolim. V'shashelis shaboy mashalei mona, and the shashelis is a mona. It's a kli. And this kli is already mishamish and odom, the Gemara is going to say. And that's why it's taka tomei, and en yoytzim boi. V'chitem k'reb shmur banachmeni, dom reb shmur banachmeni, om reb yechnen. Minayin lemashmi akol b'klei matches, shu tomei. Maybe you tell me the reason why the shashelis is tomei, because it's kli matches, that's mashmi akol. Like we had in the Gemara earlier, shenemar, kol dova shiova be'esh, afilu dibu b'mashma. We said that the clapper of the bell is called kol dova yashiyava be'esh, even a dibur, it's mashmi akol. That's not the reason, Zog Dumara. No, because Bishlema Hosam Kaboyle Lekola. Over there, Taki needed for the coil. The covered Maisa. And it's doing a Maisa. It's a Maisa of clapping the bell, the Zug. So that's considered, it's Mashmir Kolin to Ovid Maisa. Hochama Maisa ka Ovid. What is it doing over here? It might make noise. It's a chain. But what Maisa is it doing? So Gmo Hochanami ka Ovid Maisa. Dom Rabba Barahuna, Barahana, Om Rabbi Yechlon. Mishpoch Achas Hoysi Bishlaim, Shreps Yisein Gassis. There was a Mishpoch in Bishlaim that their footsteps, they used to take very large steps. Voyu Bisulaysein Noishreus. And the Psulas of the girls were Noishreus. So Oslem Kavolim. So they made these chains so they shouldn't take large steps. So the Psula should not be Noisha. She shouldn't lose their Psulim. Vitilu Shashel's Benem, and they placed this chain in between the two legs, so to speak, that are tied. Like a person in jail. His two legs are tied. You can't run anywhere. So he also, you couldn't take large steps. Shaloyibs is saying, Gassis shouldn't take large steps. The Lohoyibs will say, Noishas and Absulus will not be Noisher. So, Gdemore, Itaibu Rebiyomiyah. Rebiyomiyah, we said before, he was Misnamnem. Over here, he woke up. Omelu, Yasher. Yasher meaning he's saying very good. Yasher Koyach. Vechenom Beyechenon. So Rashi learns the Sugya that the Biris is Tomei and the Kvolim. Our Tmeim is because the Kvolim are Mishamish in order that you shouldn't take Psiyosim or Gasois, so you shouldn't take large steps. So Fekta is the Kasha, in the Hamin of the Gemara, that Biris is Ba'achas, so Fekta is the Bamasra Biris, the Kosha Lefirushoi, the Fir Zed, the Mkain Kvolim Amayin Yoitzimen. The Midas like that, the Kasha, the Kung to the Havmina. They ain't Chiluk Ben Biris Le Kvolim, the only difference is what? Zeba'ach Zebashtayim, so why over here? Do we say that over here you're not going to remove it? Shlira bati shukel. And by shtayim, suddenly you are nervous that you're going to remove it. Before the Gemara gives the teretz that it's a chain. Loch and nearly the efshel litlon below gilu ishukayim loel mi could remove it without the shukayim being this gala. Umishamachi kvalim in yoitzemen, and that's kvalim you can't go out because you're going to remove it. Dilma shalfi machve, the tachshit lenoyim. It's a tachshit. But biris, which is ba'achas, loy sholfo. You're not going to remove a biris ba'achas. Umachve. Why? They ain't a tachshit. The chevet she'ein lo ella ba'achas gnai lo. In the hamina that beers is ba'achas, so it's a gnai for it to be removed. Not because the shekayim are going to fall. You're not going to remove it, poshut, because of the gnai. Umishemach and nicha, the beers is toyre de lav tachshit lenoyu. Beers is taken out of tachshit. V'kli tashmish nam lehava, ele kli amashamish kli. Dum le tabas ha'kelim, damina le'el, the Torah. That's what Rashi also says. Now the reason why kvalim are tmeim, but that's a tachshit lenoyu. So Rashi learns the reason why he's not going to remove it because you're going to be megalat the bata shukayim. Toys says you're not going to remove it because it's ba'achas, it's a gnait that she only has one. So Mela, she's misbayish to show it. So that's why it's mutter. Now Rashi learns the psiyah saying gasois is this prevents large steps. The Meiri learns the sugi a little different. The Meiri says that not that the chain stops and prevents large steps, but rather it stops and prevents her from running. Because when she ran, they used to fall. And when you fall, it's shayach psiyah saying noishois. And that's what the Mashashashrois do. That once you start running, it makes noise. The chains start banging. And then she stops. She slows down. She's misbayish. That suddenly you hear all these chains being banged against one another when you run. So it prevented her from running. And she walked slow. And because she was embarrassed that she was running when the noise came out of the chains. So Zok the Meiri, that's why it's Takatmeya. Because it's Mamash Mashmiya Koil. The Kvalim are Mashmiya Koil. It's the Sugya of before, it's Mashmiya Koil because that's what it prevents. It prevents you from running, and that's why it's Takatomei. Rashi learns it's a Kli that's Meshamish the Odom in order that she shouldn't take Psiyas Gasis. So that's a Kli Meshamish Odom, so it's Metakabatuma. Meiri is learning it's a Kli that's Mashmiya Koil portion, and that's what stopped her from running. Not from taking big steps, from running. And that's why it's Mashmiya Koil, and that Tumei is Mitzad Mashmiya Hashmas Koil. Now, Shaden Motcha, another big Yisoid, which is brought down in the Poiskim, that the Shasheres is that you come to show it. And that's where you can't go is on Shabbos with the Kvolim, the chain. So, Zok the Motcha, let's say you have a chain that you cannot remove, like a jailbird, someone who is in jail, and he has a chain around him. So, he's allowed to go with it on Shabbos, because the whole Shash is only that you're going to show it. He's not going to be able to remove it. So Mela, there's no problem of going with it on Shabbos. And that's what we pass in Tak in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Shin Aleph, that you're allowed to go with someone who's in Osir, someone who's in jail, is allowed to go with a chain around his feet, because he's not going to be able to remove it, because it's meant not to be able to remove. It's impossible. So that's why it's mut on Shabbos. Zog the Gemara, ki osu rav dimi yom rabbi yechanon, minayin lo oreg, Kol shushu tome. How do we know that an orig, something that is woven, even a kol shu, is mekabel tuma? So gemara mitzitz. We know from the tzitz that's on the forehead of the kohen gadol, which is very small. It's kol shu. It's two etzbois, and it's counted amongst the big day kahuna. So we see over here that it's considered a baged, and it's mekabel tuma. It's counted amongst the big day kahuna, even though it wasn't part of the big day kahuna. So Rashi umonim tachshit the kohen. It was counted with the big day kahuna. So we see a shame baged is even or a kol shu is mekabel tuma from tzitz. Fegdemar Akasha, Omele Abaya. So Abaya asked Rav Dimi, learning from Tzitz? Fegmore with Tzitz Origu. Tzitz wasn't woven Michlal. So how do you learn Begodim from here? Vatanya, we learned clearly in the Brisa what the Tzitz was made out of. Tzitz Kemin Tashel Zov, it was a metal plate made out of gold. Begoichav Shte Etzbois, and the width of it was two Etzbois wide. Umukav Me Oizen Oizen, and it was worn on the forehead of the Koyen from Koyen Gold, from Oizen to Oizen, from one ear to another ear. Because of all of it, it's written on it the word Kodesh Lashem b'shtei shitin on two rows, Yud Hey Lamala, the Yud Hey meaning Shem Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei was written b'shlemusa on the top, the first row, the Kodesh Lamed meaning Kodesh La and Hashem is on the top line, but Kodesh Lamed is Lamato below that. So the reason why it was written that Hashem was on top of Kodesh, because you can't have something written on top of Hashem's name. So that's why you have to have Kodesh Lamed on the second row, even though it's read Kodesh before the first row. You read the second row before the first row. You can't put something on top of the shame. Now, on this Etzem Nekuda, that it was one row or two rows, Zokimov, Omer Belezeb, Rabbi Yosef, Anagir, Isi, Be'ir Roimi, I saw the tzitz in Rome, because of Kodesh Hashem B'shita Achas, and it was written all in one shura, in one row. Akoponim, it was Derech Kriyosoi, Kodesh Lashem, but it wasn't written something on top of the Shem Hashem. It was Taka one row. So some explain that it was one row, but in a half a circle shape. So it's Kodesh on the bottom of the circle, of the half a moon, and Lashem on the top. So it's Be'etzim higher, even though it's written second, and it's read second, but it's Be'etzim above the word Kodesh Lamed. Because it's in an oval, half an oval, like a moon shaped. So Kodesh on the bottom part, and then Lashem is on the top. Akabonim, that's how Rashi learns the sugya. So the question is, how do you learn from tzitz that an orik kol shu is mekabel tuma? Here we see clearly that only maybe by when it's made a tashel zov. Over there it's mekabel tuma bekol shu. But a beged, who says mekabel tuma bekol shu? What's the raya from orik to a tzitz which is made out of a tas? The question is, it one shura, two shuras, but the etzim tzitz was made out of tashel zov. So how do you learn orik, a beged kol shu from here? Now, Ritva is a kasha. You need to tell me a raya that the tzitz was made of the tashel zov. It's a fairish posik. Fact of Ritva. Shteit in posik v'asisa tzitz zov tar. So there are those that want to say Ritva is mashma like that also. That maybe the posik is referring to chutei zov. It's orig b'chutei zov v'asisa tzitz zov tar, meaning it's pure gold and that's how it's woven with chutim that are made from pure gold. So mainly you need to be mechiach that he saw in Rome that it was taka, that it was a tashel zov, and it wasn't just orig chute zov. Now, legabe tzitz, we have a machlokes in Mesorah. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi said, I saw it in Rome, b'shita achas, and Tanakama holds, no, it's two, his Mesorah was that it was two shittin. You could have seen what you saw, but the ma'is in the Mesorah that he had, that it was two shittin. Now, Rashi learns two pshotim, how to understand the two shittin. Either the Hashem is on top of Kodesh Lamed. So Mele, at the end of the day, even though it's not Derech Kriyosoi, Kodesh Lamed is on the bottom, Hashem is above it. It has to be above. Nothing can be above Hashem's name. Or Lashem is on top of Kodesh, meaning the Lamed also, Lashem. Either it's Kodesh Lamed on the bottom and Hashem's name, Yudkei Vavkei, on top of it, or it's Kodesh on the bottom and Lamed, Yudkei Vavkei, is on the top. And Lamai said, Dr. Rashi, it's he, it's the same thing. The point is, Kodesh is below, second Shura, and Hashem is on the top. The question is if the Lamed goes with the Hashem, or the Lamed goes with the Kodesh. Toys fact the Kash over here, that L'chor, it's not Derech Kriyosoi. According to Rashi's understanding, it's not Derech Kriyosoi. Lashem is on the top, and Kodesh on the bottom, that's not how you read it. So Toys learns that Hashem's name is L'Oilam, it's on the top row. You're right. But it's at the end of the top row. On the left side, Derech Kriyosoi, Kodesh is in the beginning of the second row, and Lashem is on the left side at the end of the first row. So it's Derech Kriyosoi because at the end of the day, nothing is on top of Hashem's name, but the Kodesh is more to the right, and Hashem is more to the left. And that's the way it's read, Taka. It's you read from right to left. So even if it's on the second row, the word Kodesh, but at the end of the day, it's more towards the right, so it's read from the right first. The Ritva Zogt, another Pshat, that Ma'al Taka means, it's Mamash Me'al, like Rashi wants to say. Aye, what happened to Derech Kriyosoi? Tosis Kasha. So he says, it doesn't say anywhere that a tzitz has to be, there's no din that you have to read the tzitz. Why does it have to be Derech Kriyosoi? Derech Kriyosoi when it's din Kriya. There's no Kriya Sapasha that has to be Derech Kriyosoi. So Loilam, it's like Rashi, and that's called, it doesn't have to be Derech Kriyosoi. Now the Rashba learns different than Tosis. He says, Loilam, we need Derech Kriyosoi Taka. But Derech Kriyosoi cannot be that a second Shura is read first. That's not Derech Kriyosoi, even if it's more to the right. So he says a different pshat. He says the first Shura is Taka to the left. And Lashem is La'olam on the second Shura, but to the right. So it's Kodesh on the first Shura. And Lashem is on the second Shura, but it's more to the right. So it's Derech Kriyosoi, and Lashem Be'etzim is more Choshev because it's on the right. So it's Derech Kriyosoi because you're going from Shura number one to Shura number two, and nothing is on top of Lashem because Lashem is to the right, and Kodesh is to the left. So the Yisoyzik HaMachlekes, the Rashba and Tosis is, what's called more Derech Kriyosoi? More towards the right, Kodesh on the right, even though it's the second line, or no, Kodesh on the top line, the first line is always Derech Kriyosoi, not to the right. What's above? So Kodesh has to be to the left side, and Hashem is to the right side, on the second row. So the Machlekes would be, is Hashem on the first row to the left, and Kodesh to the right? That's what Tosis learns. Or no, Hashem is tak on the second row, but it's all the way to the right, and Kodesh is towards the left, on the first row. So I'll put him back to the kasha that Abaya asked, how do you say that you learn Orig from Tzitz? The Tzitz is a Tashal Zov, it's not Orig. Adem Zog Di Gemara, Kisolik Rav Dimi Lenahadoi, and he retracted that you don't learn Orig from Tzitz. V'sholach Lu, and he said, Dvorim Shamat Lechem Tosem B'yodi, B'rom, but the truth is, how do you know that a tachshit is a kol shu? Meaning something that's made out of metal is mekabel tum kol shu. That, how do you know that? She said, the morgen mitzitz, that you're taking off from the tzitz. Tzitz is also very small, and mekabel tuma, so too any tachshit made out of metal, mateches, is mekabel tuma. And the second akuda, uminayin lo ori kol shu shu tome. Anything that's woven a kol shu is mekabel tuma. Zog the Gemara, because it says by Tumah Shrotzim, Oy Beged, the extra Oy, Yamar, but even the Kosh is Mekabal Tumah. So it comes out, there's Taka two dinim over here. There's a din Tachshit that you learn from Tzitz, and there's a din Beged that you Taka learn from Oy Beged, even the Kosh. On that Tosis says, Akasha, that you're telling me Kosh is Tomei from Oy Beged, Vim Toyim Avala Elbfek Bamadlikin, we learned only Gimel Al Gimel, we learned from the Oy. So Tosis says the Hosamari Bebom Beged Godel. When it originated from a Beged Godel, then you takin it Gimel a Gimel. Mashikin over here, we're talking about Ore Kolshu, that Mitchila's intent was only to make a Kolshu. So then takin learn from the same Oy Beged, you takin learn that it's that the same way something that's left over from a Beged Godel, Gimel a Gimel, so to something that's made originally, it's a Kolshu, is also you learn from the same Oy. So, fact is, even if it's a kol shu, l'chor it's not metal to mole v'reikon, it's not dumi de sak. How do you have, what are you going to use this beged kol shu for? You can't even place something in it. You can take it and fold it and put a little pearl in there. So it has a kli kibul, so to speak, and male it's roi for something to be folded and used. Or machat, or put a needle in there. Fact is, im tema, im kain, pshute kli or, Amay Tehoirin, every pshuti kli or wide tor, l'cho you can bend it, fold it, and place something in it. V'yishlem et amayi ba'or sholuk, shukosh no, or is that's very hard and not bendable, that taka is not mekabel tuma. That's pshuti kli or. Mashikin over here, we're talking about beged. So beged could be folded and bent and used as a little place to store a pearl or a machat. Zog di mo'ot tonu rabbanon, ori kol shu tomei, ori kol shu tomei. Tachshit kol shu tomei, tachshit kol shu tomei. Orig v'tachshit kol shu, meaning if you have a half of the kol shu of an orig and half of the other part is made out of a tachshit out of mateches, so it's also mekabel tum, it's also tomei. Zog di Gemara. Now the question right away is, if orig kol shu is tomei and tachshit kol shu is tomei, what do you tell me? Orig v'tachshit kol shu is tomei. Tepelet mitzad orig alein, mitzad tachshit alein. Zog Tosis over here, big yisoid. Sagt Jesus, mikan mashma, dem ikomokam bi inen shirk tzas, dem leuken chetzel de kol shum I have. It steht da, that kol shu is also a shir. Because otherwise, what's half of the kol shu? You're saying, orik kol shu is tomei. Tachshit kol shu is tomei. And orik v'tachshit kol shu, that means half of each is comprised of an orik. And a tachshit is also mekabel tuma. If an orik kol shu is tomei, what do you tell me orik v'tachshit kol shu? Teretz is, orig is a certain shear, whatever that kol shu, and orig v'tachshit is half of that shear, and half of the shear of a kol shu v'tachshit. Zok Teis is a yesoid, that even when it says kol shu, you also need a shear. Kol shu is echad shear. And there's a big nafkamina in halacha. Whenever it says in Shas, when we see kol shu, it's also a shear. What that exactly is, so it depends for every item what it is, but kol shu is a shear. Ola moshel, by shchitas behema, shear kol shu. Shear kol shu is any stopping for one fraction of a second, but it's also a shear. It's a shear kol shu. Now over here, we talk to say the shear of the orig is, like I said before, k'dele kapel, and to place something in it, even a small pearl or a machat. And by the tas, the shear kol shu is taka beis its boys. So akoponim, but we see there is a shear even for kol shu. So again, zok dugmo, tonu rabbonon, ori kol shu tomei, ori kol shu is tomei. Tachshit kol shu is tomei. Orig v'tachshit kol shu, half of each of that kol shu together is also kabel tuma, is also tomei. Zogma, another din, Moisef Sakala Beget. Saka is an additional din over Beget that Shetome Mishum Orek. That Sak is talking about a hair of a goat, is Tome Mishum Orek. And I'm always going to explain soon what that means. Zog the Gemara, Omer Rova, Ori Kolshu Tome, where do we know that from? From Oy Beget. Tachshit Kolshu Tome, we know from where? From Tzitz. Orek Vetachshit Kolshu Tome, where do we know it from? From Mikoyla Kli Meiser. It says by Melchemes Midian. That they took the Zov and kol kli maisa, so the extra word kol is marba, even orik v'tachshit kol shu, and it says tischato, so it means you have to be metaret all this booty that came back, so we see you need tyra, this was tumas meis, you need tyra from tumas meis. So omle ha'um rabbanon l'rove ha'u b'midyan ksif, this pasuk is talking about mechemes midyan by tumas meis, so. Over there, you can learn that Orig v'tachshit is kosher in the Kabbal Tumas Meis, because Tumas Meis is Mechomer, it's 7 days. Masha Enkein, Tumas Sheretz, which is only Yom Echad, how would you know over there Orig v'tachshit kosher? Avdem Zag Dumar Omalei, Dav Samach Dalad Omed Aleph, Gomar Kli Kli Mehosom. Meaning, with Zagzeri Shover, we learn Kli Kli from Sheretz. By Pasha Binyan, it says Kol Kli Meisa. And by Tumas Sheretz, it says Kol Kli Ashiyasa Melocha Behem. So just like by Sheretz, is mekabel tumas sheretz, so too kli, that's by Parshas Midyan, is mekabel tumas sheretz also. And this kli is inclusive, orik v'tachshit kol shu, like we said over before, to kol kli maisa, even orik v'tachshit kol shu. We'll stop over here, the top of Samach Dalet Omed Aleph.